here's a story from The World.
The year is winding down. You can tell because whenever you turn on the TV these days, it's wall-to-wall holiday movies. Here's something that may surprise you, though. Humans are not the only ones tuning in. At Sea Life Aquarium in London, curators have been showing their Gentoo penguins Christmas movies to fend off boredom during lockdown. Their favorite? Elf.
Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
Santa here? I know him. I know him.
We had to know more about this. So joining us from Sea Life Aquarium, London, is James Robson. He's a senior curator there. First of all, James, tell us about Gentoo penguins. Are they social, active creatures?
I will caveat by saying this with love, but penguins aren't particularly smart. They're delightful. They're very charismatic, but they're not the sharpest tools in the shed. But Gentoos are one of the more sort of intelligent of the penguins. And then the other sort of really interesting thing with the Gentoos is they're the fastest swimmers. So they are built for speed in the water. And that's what they do. They hunt fish and small krill and things like that in the water at high speed. That's when they really come alive. They're quite humorous on land, but in the water, they are beautiful to watch.
So it sounds like they've got activities to keep them busy. What made you think that maybe they needed to watch some movies?
In normal operations times, we go in and feed them three times a day. They are big old pigs when it comes to food, and we feed them. And then also at the same time as feeding them, we clean down and we play with them. And they love to interact and they love to play. When they see us, they just think we're essentially big penguins and part of the group. So they'll interact with you as if you're a penguin. But then also on top of that, when the guests arrive, they just presume it's a load more penguins that have turned up on the ice shelf, as it were. And then they'll basically interact and play with the guests all day. So they spend most of their day having fun with the guests. So it's one of those, I wouldn't say it's unforeseen circumstances, but it's one of those ones where that you don't ever plan to close the attraction and not have any guests for 6 months or so. So when it did happen, the first sort of month or so, we just kind of upped our playtime with them. So, I mean, you can imagine it's a horrible job, but we have to actually rotor in, go and play with the penguins. And then we have lots of tools to do that with. So we've got lots of different games and things we can play, and we've got toys that they love. They love shiny things. They love, we blow bubbles for them. So that, you know, the kind of kids bubbles, you blow those.
What a tough job.
They can't handle the bubbles, and they chase them around and pop them with their beaks. It's hilarious. You have to mix it up and change it around all the time. They get bored if you play the same game too many times. So we kind of upped the level of penguin playtime on top of the feeds and interacted with them. They became quite needy when you went in there. So you go and you play with them and they just seemed a little bit more desperate for attention. Kind of imagine, you know, you've got a dog at home, you go to work and you come back and the dog's like, oh, I'm so excited you're home. Oh, let me show you all the things I've been sniffing. We obviously realized that there'll be a knock-on effect of the guests not being there. So from a penguin's perspective, all their penguin friends just stopped visiting. So they went from a colony of thousands, as far as their opinion was concerned, to suddenly it's just the 19 of them that we've got in the collection.
I mean, it sounds like another comparison here are, I'm thinking of all the parents right now who are just exhausted and, well, just put the kid in front of the TV. Is that kind of the idea too? You're kind of tired of playtime. Let's show them some movies.
Most animals, especially things like dogs, penguins particularly, they're eyesight is, and their ability to notice speed and movement is much, much better than ours, much more sort of fast in their refresh rate. So TVs have basically been designed to work for humans. So it's 24 frames a second. It's fast enough that it turns a series of little pictures into what looks like a moving image to a human. But 24 frames a second is too slow for your dogs, for birds and things like that. But what happened is our TVs got better in the last sort of 10 years or so. The refresh rate on TVs is now at least 60 frames a second. There's whole TV channels dedicated to dogs now to watch. They see what you see when you're looking at the TV. So depending on your dog and depending on your pet, actually TVs are a very good tool to entertain them when you're away from home because they can literally watch TV. So as soon as we put the TV on, we played a few different things and they definitely engaged it. They loved it. The youngsters were the most engaged. The old birds were kind of, I think they were just quite happy to be left alone and be quiet. The youngsters just loved the TV straight away. So then we started experimenting with what they liked watching the most. And it tended to be things that were colourful, things with a lot of movement, anything where there was kind of shining, but especially anything with people's faces on it.
But as we said earlier, I mean, Elf was their favourite movie. So they saw something in that. How could you tell, though? What other were there other movies that they watched?
We had TV shows we put them on. So they do like certain TV shows that are colourful and brightly lit. I tried them on music videos. So they really liked like 90s rap music videos because pretty much every 90s rap music video at some point was in a shiny room. It just seemed to be the vogue for a while. There was lots of disco balls. they seem to be obsessively engaged with Elf in particular. And if you think back to the movie, it's just colourful, it's bright, it's constantly changing and moving, and there's always things going on, and then it keeps on cutting to like scenes where there's snow or there's glitter or there's something shiny. So I think it just ticked all the boxes.
Have you tried Love Actually yet? I mean, the setting is apt.
Love Actually, yeah, we've tried Love Actually. I think it's great, but there's lots of scenes of people talking and looking sad, and it's just looking at someone's face going, mur, 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 mur.
I know you've never particularly warmed to me. No, don't argue. We've never got friendly. But I just wanted to say, I hope that can change.
Doesn't do it for a penguin. They're not interested in romance. They just want, give them the shiny, fun things.
Part of this sounds like you're kind of preparing the penguins for visitors to return to the aquarium. Now that restrictions are being lessened in the UK, have you had any visitors back? And how have the penguins responded?
We're open just about a week now. And it's really noticeable, the penguins. The first day we opened, they've never been as hyped up as I've seen. They were so excited. They went to bed really early that day, actually. So I think they were super hyped up and then pooped themselves out. It's just something now is going to be probably built into our management system is anytime we know we need to shut, is you wheel out the TV and you fire up Elf, basically.
James Robson is a senior curator at the Sea Life Aquarium London, which has been showing Christmas movies to his Gentoo penguins to fend off boredom during lockdown. James, thanks for being with us.
No problem. It's been great to chat to you guys.